Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. In the devotion for today, our attention is drawn to Jesus' words recorded in John chapter 5, verse 25. I tell you the truth, a time is coming, and has now come, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. We all know what dead is. Dead is as bad as it gets. Dead is powerless. Dead is permanent. When someone or something has died, there is no coming back from that. Chances of recovery are now gone. The best veterinarian in the world cannot do anything with the carcass of a dog that has been tragically hit by a semi. The best doctors cannot dig up a grave and revive its occupant. Since death is so severe, so permanent, it is terrifying. But then there's Jesus. The Almighty Son of God has power even over death. He showed that power a number of times during his earthly ministry by restoring life to someone who had died. He proved it beyond any doubt by rising from the grave himself. Jesus' power over death is for you. He said, I tell you the truth, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. Jesus has the power to give you life right now. In fact, his power is so great that it comes simply through his voice. The voice of Jesus is heard in his word. It is in his word that you hear the life-giving fact that your sins have been removed forever, washed away by the blood of God's own Son. We need to hear that life-giving voice because nothing kills quite like guilt does. Our mistakes haunt us because we know that we can never go back and undo what we have done. Try as we might, we are powerless to remove those black marks from our record, powerless to make ourselves right with God. Jesus is not powerless. He paid the price to remove your sin and guilt, and now, through his word, gives you the life-giving message that because of what he has done, you are right with God. Listen to his voice and live. Jesus, my Savior, you alone have the power to give me life. Open my ears so that I may hear your voice in your word. Touch my heart that I may trust it and live. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.